Hi. How's it going? So I have a wonderful staff. I really do. They are committed, they are hardworking, and I drive them crazy. Because for the past couple of weeks, we've been working on this increased offertory project for Joanne. Hi, is Joanne here? She's outside. She's outside hiding at the moment, probably. And I told her that what I wanted to do was to write a homily so that everybody heard the same words this weekend, because I'm preaching at all the masses. And so I've been working for the last couple of weeks on creating a script that talked about the power that words have. Because since my kids were young and they used language that didn't work or that wasn't the right word, I would say to them, words have power. You have to be careful how you use them. And so it was a great homily, and Joanne said it was okay. And then as I was reading the second reading from last week and listening to the second reading from this week, and then listening to the gospel, you know, it's already there before us. We know what we're about. We are Catholics in a chaotic, scary world. We are members of a community at St. Thomas More of people who care about their faith, who care about their community, who care about one another, and who struggle every day to make the right decisions. So we know what we're about, and we know what we're capable of. I would challenge you to say to yourselves that I am capable of more. One of the things that has challenged us as we've gone through this over the past few years is that we get people to pledge to things like being ministers of the cup or doing lecturing or going and visiting the sick, and they put their name in for that, and nobody calls them. So this year, one of the things we did last week was we had a visioning day. Those things make me crazy. Because the staff comes back, and they're even more on fire than usual. And they said, we have a plan so that when we get those cards, people will call them. And I said, yeah, we've talked about that before. No, this is different this time. Because we will hold people, we'll hold each other accountable, and we'll have a timeline that it's done in a very short period of time so we don't lose people. So that's the one piece. People who are thinking about what they want to do with these commitment cards and whether or not they want to continue in ministry or join ministry and are thinking, yeah, I've done this before, nobody called me. I will tell you this time it will be different because we are different. We are committed more heavily to ministering and serving the people of God that we have been called to serve. So think about that while you're thinking about, do I really want to do this again? The answer is yes, we would love to have you. We are called to ministry and we are all called to different ministries. Each of us has a piece of the gospel message that is ours to promote, ours to live out, ours to share. Each of us has our own. And until it all comes together, we will live in a world that is chaotic and confused and fearful. So we have within us the ability to make changes in our own lives, in our own community, by making commitments. I had a conversation with my provincial the other day, my boss, who can call me up and say, you're leaving tomorrow. And he said that we are committed to having you there through 2020, all things being equal. So I'm committed to being your pastor and to being your shepherd and doing the best I can. And I'm asking you to commit to being members of a community of faithful St. Thomas More that is a powerful voice for the community. It already is. People know about St. Thomas More. People know about the Newman Center. I talked to a couple one time that was invited to a wedding here, and the people said, just come to St. Thomas More. They couldn't find the place because they knew it as the Newman Center. And when they got here, they said, well, why didn't you just tell us it was the Newman Center? And we are the reason that that's true. Each of us, members of the Newman Center community, represent us. So here's the deal. Sorry, Joanne, that wasn't the homily I was going to preach. Or she left again, didn't she? What I'd like you to do is spend some time thinking about the cards. If you got one and brought it with you, that's wonderful. If you don't have one, please raise your hand. Everybody brought theirs? If you don't have one, raise your hand. There's one over here. Anybody else? Over here? Back in the back? It's okay to have forgotten it. It's not like it's a sin or anything. And yes, it is about time, talent, and treasure. What time do you have? What treasure do you have? What talent do you have? Think about that. And then decide what you want to commit. That's what this is about. And you know that coming in. Financially, we are in a strong position because we have a finance council that has been committed over the years to making sure that that's what happens. And so they have been wonderful stewards of the treasure that you have shared. And why are we asking you for more? Because we want to do more. Because we have more things that we want to accomplish and share in our community. And quite frankly, it takes money to do that. So I want you to think about those things. I want you to think about the second reading that we had this week and last week. Different challenges, different gifts, different parts, all of us working together in one body. And I want you to think about how you want to share those gifts that you have. So if we can play some filling out form music for the next couple of minutes, spend some time with that, please.